Survivors and descendants of the Tulsa Race Massacre are seeking reparations, and they've taken their fight to court. 100 years ago, a white mob descended on a 35-block area of Tulsa, Oklahoma, killing more than 300 people and destroying a thriving black community. Here's 107-year-old survivor Viola Fletcher last May speaking about it before Congress.
I will never forget the violence of the white mob when we left our home. I still see black men seen being shot, black bodies lying in the street. I hear the screams. I have lived through the massacre every day. Our country may forget this history, but I cannot.
Viola Fletcher and others recently retold their stories before a judge, and joining us now is their attorney, Demario Solomon Simmons. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Demario, this lawsuit argues that the city and insurance companies never compensated victims for their losses, which resulted in racial and economic disparities that still exist today. You filed this under Oklahoma's public nuisance law. Why that designation? Tell us more about your argument here.
Yeah, our public nuisance law here in Oklahoma is one of the most unique in the nation. There's only about five of the states that have our particular type of nuisance law. And it literally gives you the opportunity that if you can show some type of unlawful conduct or someone omission of a duty that they had, and that creates a public nuisance, then you can bring that claim if that nuisance is continuing. And so that's simply what we're saying. It's not just about what happened 100 years ago. It's about the 100 years of continuing harm to this very day.
But Demario, you know there are a lot of folks who are going to say the statute of limitations on this has passed.
Well, that's the beauty of our nuisance law. There is no statute of limitation if the nuisance is ongoing. And this is something that has been done in Oklahoma for over 100 years. There we have cases where nuisances are going back 50 years, 75 years, 80 years. Think about the oil spill that just happened in California that we just learned about last week. We don't know when that oil spill actually happened. The issue is until that oil is cleaned up and it stops causing the loss of marine life and closing beaches and other issues, that nuisance is ongoing. That's the same thing here in Tulsa. The 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre that happened on June 1st, 1921, with 100 years of continuing acts that continue to cause degradation, problems, loss of life, loss of property, generational poverty in Tulsa. That is our case. And we look forward to our judge giving us opportunity to prove that.
We just saw last week in California, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law that will give back a beachfront property seized from a black family nearly a century ago to descendants of that family. That case is being looked at as a milestone of sorts in this larger conversation about reparations. What does justice look like for your clients? What monetary value are your plaintiffs seeking?
We're not seeking monetary value per se. We're seeking what's called an abatement, which means to fix the overall problem. So this, what's so powerful about our three living survivors who are 107, 106, and 100 plus, they're bringing this case not just for themselves, but for the entire community. And what justice looks like and what we're asking for is a total abatement or restoration of the Greenwood area. So there should be scholarships set up. There should be counseling for those who've been impacted by the massacre. There should be an accounting of all the generational wealth that was stolen. And then there should be specific programs put in place to restore what was lost. We want a hospital built. You know, the massacre destroyed the black hospital. There isn't a black hospital in North Tulsa today. The life expectancy in North Tulsa, which is the black part of town, which is where Greenwood was located, is 11 or 14 years less than South Tulsa, white Tulsa. Tulsa is a very, very, very segregated city still. We have the highway that was specifically put in the middle of Greenwood to destroy and continue to take land. We want that rectified. So we have a full, what we call a Greenwood plan to try to get the real justice that's necessary.
What happens if the judge doesn't let this lawsuit proceed? What other avenues are you planning to take?
First and foremost, we will definitely appeal that. We feel really good about the law and we feel like we should have this opportunity. Beyond that, our Justice for Greenwood Foundation, we have other initiatives that we've been working with our national partners, people like Equal Justice Initiative, NAACP Legal Defense Fund, the Congressional Black Caucus, and others, that we have other programs and other ways that we're still advocating for a holistic, what we call justice, reparations, restitution, and respect for Greenwood, including trying to work with the Department of Justice to make sure they come in and do an independent investigation into the mass graves of the massacre that was recently unearthed here in Tulsa back in June. So obviously we want to get justice for these three only known living survivors before, you know, before they pass away.
Demario Solomon Simmons is an attorney in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's representing the plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the city of Tulsa for the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. Demario, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.